So just to bring you up to speed, we listened to hundreds of appeals based off the classification and just listening and got lots of feedback from Assessors Board of Equalization's attorneys and lots of property owners, and we came up with a decision this morning, and this is the decision, is that if you own one nightly rental condo or lodge or unit, that unit will be taxed 25% commercial, 75% residential. If you own more than one, the second one, third one, et cetera, would be 100% commercial. Do you own more than one?
No.
No? Okay. So in reality, you're probably going to be better off with the decision that we had made than how it, well, definitely how it was now, but even how it was in previous years.
Okay. Sounds good.
Awesome. Well,
sounds good.
Glad I have good news for somebody.
Exactly.
Okay. Anyway, you'll be getting a card in the mail in about 2 weeks in that regard.
Okay.
So, anyway, appreciate you taking our call. You have a great one.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye. See, he took our call even when we said taxes.
Right.
Texas.
D&L Rental Properties. But they only have one. Maybe it's
so speak, yeah, 91573.
Is it Laura? Is that you got the right one up?
Yeah, Laura.
You want to talk to her? Once you talk to her, I'll make you dress quick.
Sure.
Quick.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Laura, this is David Akers from the Taney County Board of Equalization. It's my understanding that you have an appeal based on classification. We were just trying to reach you, just so you know, we've listened to hundreds of appeals regarding this issue, and we came to a decision across the board earlier today. What we're doing is basically you can designate one property that is in a nightly rental program as a vacation home, and therefore if that property will be taxed at a rate of 25% commercial and 75% residential. Any subsequent property that's owned in Taney County that's in a nightly rental program will be 100% commercial as far as taxation. You can get a copy of the decision from the Taney County Clerk's Office, or you're going to get the decision or a copy of it. It'll come out within a couple of weeks. We thought a long time about this decision. I hope it goes okay for you, and thank you for doing your appeal.
Right. Are we at 410?
10-4.
410. Sorry. Eastbound and down.
Couldn't resist that one.
Seems like I know this guy.
You mean do it?
Oh, wait a minute.
Sean Taylor.
Yeah, I think I know him. I'll talk to him. Okay. I mean, him and I were like Facebook buds. We are Facebook friends. We talk once every 2 years. Huh?
About DOT?
Yeah, not really.
Once every 2 years.
Sean Taylor.
You've reached the mailbox of Sean Taylor. Please leave a message after the beep.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any.
Okay. Here's one I don't think is a B. It's not. Hey, here's one that's actually not a.
Actually, it's 412. We already did it. It's a vacant lot. We reduced it.
All right.
Okay.
Perfect. I thought it looked familiar. All right.
10,000. They were in person.
Good deal. Why did they come? Why did they have to come back?
Who?
Okay.
To Ridgecrest?
Pine Woods Village. Didn't we do a Pine Woods Village for like day one?
They've had several. I mean, this one was a vacant lot.
Okay.
So, I mean, the Pine Woods were, I think those were classification or rental. The ones you're talking about that we've had before. Oh, that one. Pioneer. No, that's the one we already did.
I know.
Okay.
415.
415.
Hello, Molly. This is Jeff Reynolds from Taney County Board of Equalization. Did I catch you okay time?
No, I was supposed to get called this morning at 9.
Sure. It was based on classification, correct?
Yes.
We made a decision on classification across the board. You can email the clerk's office and get that decision. That's not just yours, that's all of them across the board.
Yeah. I really didn't have any arguments that, you know, Jeremy and all the others hadn't said, but, you know, I feel we're residential. State statutes really, most of our minds doesn't allow Taney County to make a decision, that we're commercial. We don't enjoy all the rights of commercial. I mean, our bundle of rights we were given was just rented. There's nothing on the Missouri state statutes that differentiates. I'm a regular 12-month landlord also. There's nothing that differentiates me renting it, you know, to a 12-month tenant or different classifications that. I mean, I feel I'm more like a regular residential rental than I am commercial property. I don't have signage, I don't have common area.
So Molly,
I can't
change
my use. It's purely residential, how I use it residential, you know.
Molly, this is David Akers, Molly. We have our decision that's available through the clerk's office if you want to email, but basically what we did, if you have one property that's in a nightly rental program, it's going to be taxed 25% commercial and 75% residential. Any subsequent property in Taney County that's in a nightly rental program, second or more, is 100% commercial. We know somebody's probably going to try to appeal to the state tax commission, so hopefully the legislature or somebody will give us an answer on this. But for now, we've heard from everybody. We've done the best we can, and that was our decision.
Do you only own one, Molly, or do you own more?
Well, I am an investor with multiple different groups in different ones.
Okay.
I don't own anything in my personal name.
Okay.
But in LLCs, I'm involved.
Okay, gotcha. Well, it probably will affect, I mean, it'll definitely affect, and we understand that it's not a perfect decision, and,
aren't you the first in the state to take this approach?
I think Canada County at one time had tried to do it, but they changed, but it's coming up in other areas of the country, but of course they have different tax systems and everything else, but
right.
We are the tourist, I mean, we're the county where this was probably going to come out of anyway, so.
you guys feel like the state statutes allow you to make that classification?
Correct. But anyway, from a legal perspective, obviously people are going to, if they're going to go talk to lawyers and possibly go to the tax commission on it, we just like an answer. We've just done what we thought was fair.
I mean, we're not a court of law, and we have listened to lots of attorneys and some very, very smart ones that we truly respect on the issue, and I have looked at in your case, in your regard, too. But, you know, just the best that we could tell from those state statutes is the decision that we are making, we do have the ability to make that. And again, please feel free to appeal to the state tax commission.
You also have broadsheet, Rosemead. And,
yeah.
Okay. So all of those were classified.
I have different LLC.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And all those are classification, not value. Right. In other words, you were just appealing classification.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but you have to treat us all equally. You cannot make, there's an equalization clause. You can't treat.
That's what we're trying to do.
I didn't think you could treat one person different than any other. And I don't know about, I have to hear, obviously Jeremy Worley is the most knowledgeable on this.
I would agree. I would agree.
You know, whether I own one or 25, I don't know. I haven't thought about it from that perspective. Or an investor in a group that owns, that's,
I can guarantee you that Jeremy feels they should all be residential. So,
here's sort of a precedent on that. Tennessee, and we just found out yesterday or so that they have a similar type of scenario where they get one at a lower rate, and then the rest are commercial. And we just, because we really couldn't justify the fact that this wasn't something commercial whenever you own more than one. I wouldn't have mind seeing it a little bit more in there, me personally, but especially, we can understand that a lot of people own a vacation home. They rent it out nightly and so we made that 25%, 75%, which for the lion's share of nightly rental owners is going to be a better scenario than what it even was prior to 2020. But we just couldn't see reasonably, how if you own more than that, that they're not some type of commercial income producing property.
Well, how's that different from my 12-month rentals that I have?
So,
and obviously making money off those. I mean,
absolutely.
We're all investors. We're not doing this. Even the people that own one, on their taxes, obviously there's some implications of personal use over, a certain percent. They can't take all the benefits. They can just pro rata take the expenses. But, we're all in this, to make money, whether I rent it somebody 12 months.
True. Agreed.
Or from a daily perspective.
Understand the statutes specifically differentiate between transient, which is less than 30 days, and the other, and anything over 30 days, they have, at least we have an answer on that, that is residential. But transient housing, which is 30 days or less, is, that's where it gets divisive, and that's the issue.
Yeah.
Okay? But we did best we could.
Okay. And Jeremy's obviously, from our perspective, the voice that has researched it. I mean, he's been looking at this for years. So.
If not a decade. So he is the premier expert in it, and we have, we have tremendous respect for him. And I definitely see his side of it. But looking into it, it is just not, it's not a super clear thing. And
yeah, just like here in the Springfield area, they tried to say all Airbnbs and Verbos were illegal. You could do it. And it just wasn't addressed. So if it's not addressed, it's not illegal. Kind of the same thing here. So
it's a
whole new industry.
Yeah, it is. And there's
maybe it's somewhere in between the two would be my personal thought.
Well, and I hope the legislature finally gets off their butt and does something. So,
okay. I'll look it up. Okay, thank you.
Take care. Thank you, Molly. Have a good weekend.
You